density has brought me to you.
What?
Oh, what I meant to say was...
Wait a minute, don't I know you from somewhere?
Yes, yes, I'm George, George McFly. I'm your density. I mean, your destiny.
Lead by the nose awesome. And stuff.
Okay, but either way, what game are we here to talk about?
I think we know.
Destiny.
That's what game we're here to talk about. Wait,
is that Anaconda?
No, Brian.
Destiny's Child. Come on.
All right, they don't actually say Destiny, but
no, all three of them had sex, and that's what happened. Destiny was made.
I can't argue with you there.
A lot of sizzling.
And out came Destiny.
All right, Beyonce. So Destiny came out. What's the date?
Today is the 12th.
Yes, it's been out for 3 days. We all bought it digitally at launch. All right, so how many hours has everyone put into it so far? I think I put like 9-something, but I don't want to grab my phone. I don't remember. But I know you guys have put in a fuck ton more than I have.
18
so
hours.
No, you haven't.
18 hours? What do you mean?
Dude, he put in
right
now.
What level are you?
Like 23 or 22.
Wow. He put in like 16 within the first 24 hours.
That's true. I only put in like 10. I'm at 12 and a half.
I didn't play around.
14:27.
Hey, I played 18 hours and 16 of those are loading screens.
But you get to look at a pretty ship.
They goddamn better well have made those loading screens pretty as fuck, because you sit there watching them for a while.
Yeah, you
do.
It's
brutal something, especially to go to the fucking tower, which is like the most...
Look at this guy, Francis.
Like, it's a lot of cloth.
Look at that glowy...
This makes good for good podcast.
Yeah, that
monitor
translates well in the podcast.
Look at my dick.
Yeah,
look at it. Can't
look at my
wang. Doesn't it translate over
look
to
at my dirty. Look at my dirty, dirty robe.
You look pretty fragile.
Hey, look at that. See what that purple square is under gear, Francis? See that purple square?
No.
Legendary! No.
You have to translate that to audio.
Yeah, all the listeners can see that, too.
Well, I'm describing it very well by saying
all right, well,
that
I mean, I jumped on at about 5 a.m. Joe's on at like 5:30.
Yeah,
I was on at 5:30.
So we played enough.
No shader.
What are everybody's initial impressions? That's how we'll start it. Initial impressions.
Like initial impressions when first playing it, or initial impressions now?
No, now that you've had enough time, you've played it for a while, you have an accumulated experience. No one gives a fuck what you think after 2 minutes.
Okay. I don't want to go first.
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay, Francis will
go. Susu, go.
So,
Francis.
Oh, this is pretty. Wow, there are a lot of loading screens. Well, I just did this part before. Well, I'm doing this part again. My God, the grind. Pretty much mine.
Wow. From the guy who loves Diablo.
So repetitive.
Yeah, a little bit. But that,
from the biggest Diablo fan in the room. Hey, repetitive grinding. I hate this.
This isn't
Diablo.
He doesn't like to grind first person. An isometric
grind. Well, I mean, it's like you don't get rewarded like as frequently as you should be.
Oh, no. Instant gratification. No. I mean, I don't get that. Continue.
Says the guy who got a loot drop every single
fucking loot. Every minute I got loot. It was beautiful. Go ahead.
I don't have... I don't have anything else to say. I can't think of anything. Nothing? Well, okay. Care to discuss its MMO component since you're probably...
No, we're going to get to that.
Oh,
don't get ahead
sorry
of me.
Whoa, daddy slapped your mommy at the dinner table.
Don't get ahead of me.
Everybody has to relax.
It's fun. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
A rousing review.
I suck at the PvP. I'm working on it, but, you know, it's fun. It's a fun
no
game.
Working on that.
It's a fun game.
I think Roger's, that's a lost cause for Roger.
I don't understand the story at all. There we go. That's what
there
I,
is no
that's
story.
That's what I was thinking of.
That's
I have
I was
no idea what the fuck the point is.
The
bad people.
Shoot things.
At the,
evil.
The last boss fight was awful. Hmm. No, there's bad people. Then there's badder people.
Yeah, but what you don't. It doesn't
explain
the
traveler.
People.
It barely explains the ghost. Who
yeah,
that's voice him. How can he talk to the traveler?
The voice is Peter Dinklage, obviously.
No, that's the ghost.
That's what I said, right?
The voice is Bill Nighy.
I don't know. I mean, like, how can he talk to the traveler?
Because he's the speaker.
How? Usually at the end of the game, you're like, oh, I can't wait till Destiny 2 comes out. And I don't care if it does or not, because
I have no idea
what the fuck the
continue.
I don't know where it would go.
Anything they're going to think about anytime soon.
Like, what the fuck? I don't, from the story perspective. Everything else is fine.
World
the story
of Destiny
was,
Craft.
The story was, the single player was awful.
Don't point at me like you expect me to pick up where you just left off.
I don't know what to say.
Get out
it's
of here,
It's only been 3 days.
Exactly. It's only been 3 days. Speak my case. My initial impressions was that the game was just as pretty as it was when we played it in the beta and the alpha.
I thought it was prettier.
I liked that I got loot frequently, even though you guys didn't get loot frequently, which I sympathize with you. That'd be terrible if you didn't get loot frequently, but I got loot frequently, so fuck you guys.
Wow.
Yes. I know.
Red meat
heartless,
and titties.
Heartless. It was kind of repetitive, but what
kind this of this repetitive.
But if you could go to the map, if you explored the map, this is what pissed me off the most. If you explore the map, there's tons of areas that you can explore and like delve into. There's fucking nothing in them.
It's pretty empty.
Yeah, you like remember that cave that's below the hive, you know, like where we explored and there's like unbeatable enemies there.
Hey,
well, I'm level
22.
I went back, cleaned the place out and I went through it and I got to the end and I went to like this far up the hill cave where there's like 3 thralls in there and nothing else.
No giant treasure chest?
No, nothing. Not a fucking thing.
No Metroidvania.
How often do you find a treasure chest?
They're usually like random, right? I think they're randomized.
Yeah, some of them
they're
are
just
not.
Randomized.
Well, if you've already found them, yeah, you can't pick them up again. But I play with a buddy of mine who's seriously got like a fucking nose for him. Every time I play with him, we find like a dozen.
Well, there's gold chests that are in the same spot, and once you get them, they're gone. But the silver chests are randomized every time you start the map.
There's only 5 gold chests per section.
As you brought up, there's. I'm getting really tired of just going to an area and defending it for a certain amount of time.
Yes, defend this for 3 waves. Oh, find a whole bunch of. You know, whatever.
You don't actually even have to defend that area. You can leave that area because they never attack the ghost.
Yeah, you can just leave and they don't do shit. They're not going to knock the ghost down and cause you to fail the mission or anything like that. You can just sit there in a corner and hide.
Yeah, if you're playing like on hard or very hard, sometimes you can't stay where the ghost is. It's just impossible because there's all these different entrances to the map.
If you're good, I mean, you can, but... You know,
oh, fuck you. Sorry, Chuck Norris. I haven't played with you yet.
I'm just saying my Sunslinger is pretty fantastic at this point. I've got him almost leveled all the way up. Almost all the way up.
My initial impression is that it's a very...
Oh, was I done?
Are you? Because he started saying
I did
kind of
interrupt you.
Okay, I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah, sure.
Well, my initial impressions were that... I'm just looking at
it. It's on your phone?
That's no. It's a very well-made game. The gameplay is pretty smooth and not really... I don't think I ran into one problem at all during playing the game. No bugs or anything like that.
Just didn't get enough loot.
Huh?
Just didn't
I didn't get any loot, but that's just a product of the game.
Where's my loot?
But it's a very well-made game. The soundtrack is fantastic. I do think it's pretty repetitive, but I've liked games that are pretty repetitive, like Borderlands. Mm. It's just that I don't
that
like.
Doesn't mean you. You
I don't
have
like.
To.
I don't like Destiny's style as much as I like Borderlands style.
Borderlands.
Well, repetition in one game could keep you happy, while repetition in another might bore you.
I wish the loot was more forthcoming.
Plentiful.
I get loot every time I play. I get new stuff every time I play.
I get blue globes dropping like raindrops.
I wish good loot was more forthcoming instead of the shitty green orbs.
Mm. Blue all day for me.
Yeah,
I got a purple sniper rifle in a blue orb today. Booyakosh.
Yeah. A lot of people, I've been reading like a lot of people complain online that when they finally get a legendary, they'd be like, oh, I'm playing as a Titan. I got a legendary. It's a warlock only helmet. Imagine that. If that happened to me,
you got
to
put it in your armory inside a warlock.
I'd blow a gasket.
I've only had that happen to me like twice that I got, I think I got warlock something or other. Warlock like that class only item. You know, it's like the cloak for the hunter.
Hey, you could just give it to, I
can't.
No, you can
put
it in your
no
armory
trading.
And then
you start on the character that stays
there. But no trading is stupid.
Yeah, but you put it in your armory, and then when you start your character, you can use it.
Yeah, you can use it for
your glimmer and your armory stick between your characters.
Well, I know that the thing. Let's just jump right into the thing that we were talking about the other day. The thing that seems to piss you off the most, Rogers, is the story. Is it
the lack of penises?
Yes, and the shortness of it. It took me like 7 hours to beat it.
So that was like 6 hours.
It's offensive.
Yeah, but you know, it's like it's trying to be a console MMO, so like the whole reason
but I've played MMOs that have had a longer story than that.
But the whole reason the MMO or the story exists is just to open up the universe and to get you to 20.
Yeah, but
that's
like
the whole
I said,
reason it exists.
How long was World of Warcraft's campaign?
I don't know. It takes like 50 to 60 hours to level up, but there's like a lot of it's not that
grinding
not
loot quests and
it's not really.
Quests.
There's no.
How long's the story in World of Warcraft?
I have no idea.
Do you think the story in World of Warcraft is really, really that good?
Well, the story
was the story in Destiny that good?
No, but
do you think World of Warcraft was really that good?
Yeah, but it was really short. It was crappy story and it was short.
Do you think it's Hemingway, orcs, humans?
Really?
And who else is in?
I don't understand the point of what you're asking.
Hold on.
Get your hand off my penis!
Hold on, I wasn't done yet.
Yes.
the story, like complaining about the story being bad in an MMO, something that's just supposed to open up the
not
universe.
Not only bad, but
yeah,
short as well.
Okay, but short. That's fine. Yeah, you're complaining because it's short, right?
And bad.
And it's bad.
Yes.
Complaining about the story
bad
for an
plenty
MMO.
Plenty of women say that.
Which is just supposed to.
That's what she said.
Hi.
Just supposed to get you to the proper level. That's like complaining that BioShock Infinite didn't have multiplayer. You're kind of missing the
sore
point.
Spot.
But, like I said, I've played an MMO that had, like, a 30-hour story.
DC Universe?
Yeah.
The one that you did not like?
No, I like DC Universe. I didn't like DC Universe's endgame.
You're saying you liked it now because it's good for your argument?
Yeah. I played it with him.
When I was at your house and you were playing it, you were fucking...
Where was
I? I don't know.
Was I at the endgame? Because that was brutal. I hated the endgame.
Was it hot in the middle of summer and he was sweating and angry?
He was running around punching a bunch of guys.
Did he bite his hand?
The endgame in that was so difficult because I didn't have any gear that was worth going into it and there was no point.
Well, you should have bought some with microtransactions.
But it's an MMO. There's not supposed to be like an endgame. It's like when you play World of Warcraft and let's say you're going on raids, how many of those people are using their level 80 characters?
All of them.
Everyone. Everyone you meet is level capped, right? Mm-hmm. So the cap, I guess, in Destiny is like 20. That's when things open up.
Well,
so
there's a cap, and then there's the item level. You have to have a certain set of gear to actually even begin to do it. Like kind of like how Destiny has, you have to be level 26.
You have to be level 20,
which means you have the top end gear.
Right. So the story,
which is
when you got to the end of the story, you're about level 20, right? By the time you
get
to the end of the story.
Yeah, I was level 20 when I got
to
the end of the
story. So it serves to get you to 20, just like in World of Warcraft. People get to 80, then they continue to play, and then they do the raids, and then they do the whole MMO experience. So
it's
like,
90 now.
They meet people, and they talk to people.
I'm very uninformed
with each other. It'll be 100 in November.
I feel like the story should have been better and longer.
It just exists to open up the universe. That's the only
reason
it should
have existed a little longer.
But it's an MMO. Like they're going to be supporting it for a long time.
Well, that's fine, and we have to pay more money for it. But I paid $60 for a 7-hour story, and that rubs me the wrong way.
But you're going to be able to play it for, like, well... You know, not ever, but for a long period of time because they're going to continue
aware,
to put out.
I'm aware, but I just
content
paid $60 for the base game that only had a 7-hour story.
Yeah, but it's an MMO. The reason you go on is to play with other people.
Yeah, and then strike playlists and multiplayer. Yeah, what price can you put on multiplayer?
But that's not the story. That's,
hey, I bought Battlefield and all it came with was this crappy 6-hour story.
At least you get to play the story. Mine wouldn't even save.
Yeah, you're right.
Battlefield's a game that shouldn't have a single player.
Oh, they're waffling! You'd pay $60 for the game, and then it wouldn't even have a single player. I what if I don't like this multiplayer?
Okay, we're all talking.
Whoa!
That's like getting Titanfall and saying, it had a crappy story. It's a multiplayer game, just like Battlefield is.
Oh, well, yeah. The point has been made then.
The only reason the story existed in Destiny is to get you.
Then they
shouldn't
have done the story. They should have just been like, here, go level up.
They have to give you a reason.
We're mailing in the story anyway, so why not just not do it?
They have to give you a reason to get to 20. That's what the whole... It's.
I don't know about you.
It's essentially a tutorial to get you to 20.
They
could have
had level 1, find a loot, level 2, find a loot, up until 20. I would have been happy as a fucking duck in water.
To have zero story in an MMO wouldn't make sense. You wouldn't want to be invested in it. World of Warcraft has a story,
it was almost zero
story. It does,
but people are more invested in the PvP.
I don't know about you.
It's super thin and nobody cares,
right? Well, there is story in like the rating and stuff too, so.
I enjoy Strike Playlist. I like
but
it.
Yeah, people do enjoy the story.
But that's not the story. We're talking
that's
story.
That's the end game mode. That's you just keep on playing.
Yeah. But when's that going to get boring?
Never.
Never? You're never going to get bored of doing
I've done that
strike?
Nexus one like 3 times already in a row.
To buy an MMO, play through the campaign and be like, I'm done with this game. That was a stupid campaign. I'm going to move on.
No, I'm not doing that.
It makes
that.
No sense to
I'm not
me.
Doing that. I'm just...
You going to play Crucible
I'm just
with me?
Stating, no, I'm never playing PvP.
I'll play Crucible with you.
No!
Good, but thank you.
Rocket just, launchers and fusion cannons.
I'm just not stating a my disgust of the short length of the story and the crappiness of it.
Roger, this is what you do in multiplayer if you're not good. You stick with somebody else, you wait till your supercharges, you blast some fools, and you hide, wait for purple ammo to show up.
Are we talking multiplayer now?
No, yeah. not yet.
Okay, because I could get into it. I can
Come
tell
on,
you my
guy.
Story.
Come on, guy.
But I do want to hear your war story.
Hide around a corner with a shotgun, melee.
Okay, is it an MMO? That's what I think we should talk
about.
Susie immediately has an opinion about it. So
wait, hold on. It is. It's a miniature multiplayer online.
All right.
Giggity.
You immediately shook your head.
No, it's not. Well, you know, look at Diablo. I mean, that's its closest comparison. It is very similar to Diablo.
Well, how much the maximum group size?
Six?
Six.
Three.
Well, no, for what?
Six.
Six. Well,
Hooray.
Six. Well, they haven't opened that up yet.
No. Well,
six
is you can also do 6v6 in Crucible.
That's true.
Well,
on,
there's Francis. Nothing
Did
massive
you
about
the game?
That. That's just a regular shooter.
Have you
and
even
then
played the game,
regular
Francis?
Grouping stuff is just three people. I mean, there's nothing massive about anything.
Well, it's a world that's persistent, though.
Right. So the tower's a lobby,
and you can hang out with other people
Delicious.
There. And then you can go off and do your individual stuff. And then there's a couple people here and there, but there's nothing massive.
Yeah, you don't really run into many people while you're at the Earth or the Moon or anywhere.
There are those
MMO is.
Yeah, but when you're trying to grind for a loot and somebody's like, there's two guys that are ahead of you killing the guys before you get there every time, that's annoying.
Yeah, but they spawn frequently. It's not like they'll never spawn again.
There's that waiting period where I don't want to wait. I just want to kill them.
Take Borderlands, and instead of it just being you and your friends, put like other people playing the game at the same time in there. It's pretty much the same thing.
It's definitely not as big as World of Warcraft. But there's what do you call those lobby areas on each planet where it's essentially
towns or something.
Yeah, you can do the patrols and stuff, and there's constantly people just seamlessly going in and out of your game. I like how seamless everything is. There's no someone is going to get in your game.
It's definitely not intrusive.
No, it's very, you don't even notice. You're like, oh, there's a...
I said, the game is very well made. It's a well-made game.
There's Fuckstick 420 over there killing that guy with me. And
that $500 million went to a well-made game.
Well, you know what? It was a well-made game.
Technically.
It was really $500 million?
Technically.
It was a well-made 10 years. Game.
Well, it's the entire studio is working on it, too. They don't have any other projects right now. I consider it an MMO as far as consoles go. I think it's probably the first successful console
DCU
MMO.
Was pretty successful.
Well, DC,
it was awful.
DCU got reviewed really poorly, and not a lot of people stayed with it. It eventually became free-to-play because it was suffering, and I think that's just because it was one of the first experimental MMOs on consoles.
But I think it's still going now.
Because it's terrible.
It is, but it's not doing very well.
Well, DCU is more of a traditional MMO. This is more of a shooter.
This is an MMO FPS.
I mean, I don't even think they consider it an MMO.
Yeah, Bungie doesn't consider it an MMO.
It's just a regular FPS with
I do know what they think.
Because I've read articles where people from Bungie have talked about it.
Read some things.
I know a lot of people were touting it as an MMO. That's why I bring it up.
Yeah, people, but I think I read
people,
articles
yes,
where
people, humans were.
Yeah, but I read articles where people who made the game were like, no, we're not very comfortable calling it an MMO.
Congratulations. Humans haven't been on the moon in hundreds of years.
Nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live here.
Dying here is much more likely.
Nice pep talk.
Oh, man. There's nothing I hate more than an alien with no respect for history.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Well, now it's a party.
Music?
Something classical.
No characteristics.
First thing he said to us when we got in the lobby in Destiny, I don't need to play with you guys.
Why can't
I fucking care about playing with you guys?
Why can't I finish my thought?
Sorry, go ahead.
I said, if I wanted to play Raid,
hypothetical,
how would I do it? I couldn't talk to people. I said, if. Not that I want to. I said, if.
You,
I wanted
you can,
to play
You can
Raid.
Go up to them and if you,
point at them, Myskis, and point,
point
at them.
Point at them and dance.
XXX.
No, if you...
Well, you'd
if
be on
you,
the same chat channel.
If you aim at them and you click in the right stick,
you
have all
info.
The options. You can join their fire team.
There should be a chat lobby, though. There should be something like that. Because DCU was good, because, when you were walking around, because DCU had Raids, and people would be like, oh, we need five more players for a Raid. And you'd be like, oh, I'm in. Or something
a chat
like that.
Option, at least in the tower, would be good, because... Yeah, you can dance, and I've gotten a bunch of people to dance with me.
Dancing's hilarious. Yeah. It's just always hilarious.
Whenever I have to leave my PS4 and go in the other room real quick, I make my guy dance, and then I leave. And I come back, and I see how many people are dancing with me now.
I got at least $20 put away for dance move DLC for Destiny. At least $20.
You do the robot, right? Because you're an EXO?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's pretty cool.
I'm jealous of that. My guy is the whitest white guy when he dances.
The best is going to a strike.
I don't know. Rogers does that weird thing where he hops sideways. He does the shaker.
My guy does the Carlton and he snaps his fingers.
What is he? In a
human.
He's a human hunter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's lame.
I think my
it is.
Human
it's the
warlock
lamest dancing
did that.
Ever.
You had a human warlock? In
the
beta?
Beta.
Yeah, that's right. Beta.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but you brought up the music, right?
The soundtrack?
Yeah, yes.
This is fantastic.
Do you know what this and the Destiny soundtrack have in common?
We are Flintstones kids. 10 million strong and growing.
Yes, that's Marty O'Donnell.
That was a softball trivia question if I ever heard one.
Well, it was what was it going to be? How complicated could that connection have been?
I was trying to think of where I heard the song in Destiny.
If it was hidden somewhere in Destiny, that would make me very happy.
But that was the theme music.
Marty O'Donnell
words.
Is the guy who composed that. He composed all the Bungie music since the first Halo. and Destiny, along with Paul McCartney. I guess Paul McCartney did a lot of the music.
There's like a song it that was, Paul McCartney.
Meanwhile, it's like really not Paul McCartney from the Beatles. It's like Paul McCartney from
It's Paul McCartney.
Sugar Wash, Illinois.
No, it's Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Wasn't there a payment issue with like
Paul
both of those people?
Quentin McCartney.
He did it for free.
Oh, okay.
And he's I guess his song is the end credits, but yeah, like
it was terrible.
Couldn't even tell.
In Destiny, the end credits for Destiny,
I haven't seen them yet.
Skip right
don't
over.
Ever click on the thing that says like the little lightning bolt with the hand in it in the corner. You click on it, it says, "Do you want to watch the cinematic end credits?" It's like the cinematic, like all drawings happening. And you can't get out of it.
Don't you click
10 minutes?
You click.
You shut
committed.
The game off.
10 fucking minutes it stuck me.
Close
in
apps.
You couldn't
close apps.
You could turn it off, restart. It would take 10 minutes to reload the game. Might as well just sit there and wait.
You committed.
I know. I made a mistake.
The soundtrack is awesome. I just replayed before I left here. I played it like on a heroic mode. The last mission on Old Russia. And the music during that mission was fantastic.
Yeah, like you were saying, like, oh, the music's really good today. And like when we were talking, you're like, yeah, sometimes I just pause to take in the music. And I felt shorted because I was like, I haven't even listened to the fucking
he
music.
Is Waffles. That's
fantastic.
I haven't even stopped to listen to it at all.
What's that have to do with Waffles?
Because you're like, oh, I hate this game. This game's terrible. I love the music.
I didn't say the game's terrible. I described.
There's so many bad things about
this
game. Love the music.
I don't understand.
The music is good. Music.
We can't say anything bad about Destiny.
Well, Marty O'Donnell, the guy who composed all the music, he got unceremoniously fired last month.
Yeah.
Why?
Just they haven't disclosed.
Because it was too good.
No, they didn't pay him or something.
Well, yeah, they had to. They took away his stock options for Bungie, and they just like.
Really?
They're publicly traded.
Really, you son of a bitch.
I don't know if they're publicly traded or not, but he had stock that they took away that he sued and an arbitrator just assigned him back. So he just got him back. But like,
arbitration's a beautiful thing.
When I was super into Halo, I was listening to the Bungie podcast that they put out like once every 2 months, like us. And they would have Marty O'Donnell on every once in a great while, and you could tell that he fucking hated everybody else on the crew. He
really?
Just hated, like, everybody would laugh and joke and have a good time, and they'd go to him and he'd be like, whatever, I don't care.
I just make the
music,
Are
we almost done? Like, he was a total fucking, you could tell he didn't get along with anybody, so when he got fired, I was like, yeah, I see that.
Well, he's like the Francis music. Of the Bungie.
He
the
does.
Game, the next the game Bungie. Is gonna suffer without his input.
Oh, okay. Francis of the Bungie podcast.
The music in Halo 4 is pretty good.
That was 343.
So, but Marty O'Donnell always does good music.
I think the last mission music was good, too.
What about Bungie.net? You guys been using that?
No.
App?
No.
No? All you guys, didn't you guys just all bring your app
the
up?
The Destiny app? But I don't go on Bungie on that.
That's a Destiny app. I don't go on the thing. What do you
well,
think,
that's
like
where
a...
that's where it draws all the information from is Bungie.net.
Were you on a forum like a 17-year-old girl?
I'm saying the same. That's where it draws its information, fuckstick.
Come on, guy.
I haven't looked at one grimoire. What is it?
Grimoire.
Yeah,
grimoire.
It's very French.
Oh, it's very...
Grimoire.
It's a very... grimoire. I haven't looked at one of the grimoire cards.
I've looked at a few of them.
They're useless.
No, they tell you stuff about the universe.
Yeah, but they're...
Yeah. Oh, so that's where you get the... They tell you the stuff they couldn't fit in the story because it was so jam-packed.
Yeah, it's useless.
I'll have to read that and see what the fuck's going on.
You could sit through a lot of... You could read a lot of books like in Elder Scrolls if you wanted to.
God, that's awful.
No, the story in Elder Scrolls is at least coherent. There's a dragon. Kill it.
Francis, did you read every goddamn book you found in Skyrim?
No.
All right, so how long after we've all had our 3 days of impressions, everybody who's excited for the game, how committed does everybody feel like they're going to be to the, like, how long are they going to be playing it for?
Forever.
Forever, a couple months until the expansion. Well, I'll probably come back for the expansions. I can't see myself. Maybe, I don't
you
know.
Paid for the expansions.
I did.
Got to come back for the expansions.
I paid it for a $90 game. What was I going to say?
Got to come back then.
I mean, I'll see how much... See how addicted I get to that. I mean, I don't know how many multiplayer maps there are. I played like 3.
They're going to be supporting it. Bungie's going to support it for a while. They're like notorious for
supporting.
Yeah,
they have like
a
list of what's going to come out, like events and everything, but I don't know.
I just don't see how many times I can do.
There's a lot of games coming. There's a lot of games coming out.
Well, I assume in the support, they're going to be releasing new different mission types. Because to release a game, you expect people to play for years with like 3 different mission types, that's not going to entertain people for years. Like we're already bored. We played it for 3 days.
How am I gonna pick this game? Like I've bought the season pass for the last 2 Battlefield games and haven't played the last 2 expansions.
I did
both of them.
On Tuesday
the last 2
game
expansions
nights.
For Battlefield, I was offended. You expect
I didn't
me
play
to download
three.
This?
I didn't play the last 2 for 3. I didn't play the last 2 for 4. Now, and I'm not going to. Like after like 6 or 7 months, that's it. I'm not going back to that game.
I play
game
all
ever.
Of the expansions.
You gotta control yourself when those expansion packs are.
I can't.
I know, that's what they bank on.
I can't do it.
The next one comes out soon.
I don't know why. Like, they better not take a year to come out with the expansions for Destiny, because I'll be pissed.
No, one's coming out in December, I think.
December. Yeah.
Doesn't the next Battlefield expansion have, like, hover tanks in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hover tank.
I won't play it.
That's what they bank on. They bank on you paying for it now, and they don't give a fuck if you play it later.
Yeah, they don't.
So
not a single fuck to give.
But
and they got me.
I'm giving it time. I only played it for what, 15 hours? I think I said 17 hours.
But you do hate the Crucible, and that's gonna be something that keeps a lot of people playing. It's gonna keep me playing.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not playing that. Yeah, they only announced one piece of PvE content, I think, in the latest announcement. So for the month of September.
My contention is that they've made a multiplayer game that instead of unlocks, you have to grind for the loot. You have to grind for your unlocks in multiplayer in a single player mode.
You can't do that.
That's what they've made, a multiplayer game. They've made a Halo next gen.
Yeah.
Where instead of you unlock like Battlefield, unlock, you know,
well, it's an MMO. You're supposed to grind with people.
But you've made the game about this multiplayer mode that nobody really wants to play. And then, you know, to get the stuff to play the multiplayer mode, you have to just do this little grind game in a single player mode.
No. To get the Crucible marks, you have to play multiplayer.
Yeah, that's how you get multiplayer gear. No, you can use your single player gear in multiplayer.
You can, but the Crucible gear is getting through playing the Crucible.
To buy Crucible gear, you need Crucible points.
All level fucking...
What faction did you pick?
I haven't picked one yet.
New Monarchy.
Straight Vanguard, dog. Straight Vanguard.
No, it's not a good idea. Yeah, I think you can get better gear from raiding, but if you're not going that far, then...
I'll just farm spin metal to get my Crucible gear.
That'll be fun.
You right. I found exactly two pieces of spin metal in an hour today.
Has anybody turned in 50 of anything?
Yeah, I was playing with my friend who I said who can find...
How many marks did you get?
I don't know, but he said he was very excited with it. He was happy about it. Okay. He got 50 spin metal and turned it. I have like 20-something.
Oh.
People are like, oh, the spin metal, if it's more than 10 feet away, I'm like, I don't want
Because in PvP, you get 3 marks for a win and 2 for a loss.
Yeah, I cannot even... Gotta play some PvP.
Dude, you get a ton of glimmer. You get a ton of glimmer.
It's not worth it. Most MMOs not worth
cap
it.
Even if you lose, so just play. If you play with us, how much negative
I'll try it. You could just put the controller down
and stand there, walk away.
We'll
no, it'll kick you out.
Oh, will it really?
It did that. I had to leave the room real quick, and I was like, the game was almost over, and I was like, I'll just leave my controller here, and I'll collect. And I came back, and it was like, you were removed for an activity.
You just run around in circles for the whole match.
I'll try playing with you guys one time.
How bad could it be?
It was 3 for 22. That's how bad it could be.
This is what happened. You're not playing alone.
Let me stick with us, guy.
How many games of...
It was a Rumble. What's Rumble? Where
Rumble
it's everyone
sucks.
Against
That's
everyone.
Don't play Rumble. Don't play Rumble. If you're new to the game, don't play Rumble. Play where you can help a teammate.
And I played Control with him, and it was awful. I think I went 2 for 17.
Well, I did pretty awful, too, but that's like our first game since playing Call of Duty or Halo in a while.
But anyway, so I played the Rumble, and I get in. I killed a guy, so I killed someone first, and I was like, oh, good. I was like, yes, I killed a guy, yes.
Just get a little bigger.
Yeah, and then someone killed me, and then I think I killed two more guys, so I think I was 3-1. And I was like, oh, this is great. I'm into it. And then all of a sudden,
you got cocky,
I died 21 times in a row.
You got cocky.
Because every time I'd respawn, like 5 times I respawned.
You couldn't get one special move to kill somebody with?
No, 5 times. Really? 5 times I respawned and died immediately. I like, oh, you respawn, boom, dead. And I'm like,
sounds unreasonable.
You have to figure out how to avoid fusion rifles. Fusion rifles are
how do you avoid something when you're spawning? Jump. I spawned and died.
No. Yeah, if you get instant kill, there's nothing you can do about it. But if someone has got a fusion rifle and you step behind cover just for a second, they can't stop that charge up.
They release.
Well, yeah, it releases. So if you step behind something and it releases, you come back, you're going to have that 5 or 6 seconds to kill them before they kill you, because before they charge back up.
And then there's people who wait behind corners with shotguns. So you're like going, you're like la la la, and they're not right on your screen because they're not moving. And then you turn the corner, and you're like,
well, first
of all,
you shouldn't be running around going la la la.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You're not supposed to move.
Terrible saying la la la.
If you run around a tight, compact area, you pull out your close range weapon. That's Halo common sense.
No, but I'm not. My point is, I'm not quick enough. Like, I have my shotgun in my hand, and I turn the corner, boom. I don't even have time to react. 3 and 22. I'm never
don't
playing.
Go in small areas, man. Stay in the open.
A lot of
throw
excuses.
Some grenades.
I'm just not good at it.
It's not gonna happen.
Nope.
Uh-oh, retard alert!
Yes, I suck at the PvP. It's not a secret.
Grenades, use your specials, come on.
I would just like to play PvP with you guys, because that's one of the only things open right now that you can play more than 3 people in a fucking lobby. Yeah. So, like, that's why I wanted to
play. Raid's open the 16th. It's on the map. Did you see it on the map?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's on the map. It's locked. It's on Venus.
No, I didn't see it.
It's on your penis, and it's locked.
Penis with a V.
Big it's called penis. The Vault of Glass.
Yes.
Yes. So, all right. So, I guess that's
I'm going to do it.
Our Destiny wrap-up. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about, Destiny, before we wrap it up?
Really? That's it?
What else is there to say? It's as short as a story.
The podcast. Wow, you're right. That is.
Hey, boom. I don't. There we
Thank
go.
You.
That's for you.
Thank you.
This podcast should be 7 hours long.
All right, I need some beer, and yeah, so that's the end of our Destiny cast, and that's it.
Wait, in short, don't not buy it. Just don't buy it.
Bungie doesn't consider it an MMO.